KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy, 2 degrees above zero on Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies today, a high around 16. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. In Southwest Iowa news, a 21-year-old Council Bluffs man has been given probation for setting his house on fire while his mother and 12-year-old brother were inside. The Daily Nonpareil says Jacob Rolfe pleaded guilty Monday to second-degree arson. He was also given a deferred judgment. Rolfe is already serving a 60-day sentence for two counts of assault stemming from the fire on November 21st. Police say Rolfe admitted using gasoline and setting the blaze. He said he was upset with his mother following an argument. She and Rolfe's brother escaped uninjured. The kitchen was destroyed, and there was other smoke and water damage to the home. News time is 7:07.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
An Atlantic man was arrested Friday on a charge of public intoxication, according to Atlantic Police. 48-year-old Eric Assay was taken into custody and booked into the Cass County Jail, where he was held pending an appearance before the magistrate. And there were no injuries reported following an accident Sunday evening at 7th and Oak Streets in Atlantic. Officials say vehicles driven by Dusty Meek of Lewis and Donnie Drennan of Atlantic were traveling west on 7th Street at around 7:25 p.m. Sunday when Drennan slowed for a non-contact vehicle in front of him that was about to turn onto Oak Street. Meek failed to slow his vehicle in time and rear-ended the Drennan vehicle, causing $2,300 damage altogether. There were no citations issued. In an update to a story we first told you about Friday evening on KJAN.com and during our news on Saturday, police in Harlan reported yesterday that one person was injured and transported to Murtu Medical Center after crashing their vehicle into the Harlan Fire Department's building. 61-year-old Randall Lee Musich of Harlan was traveling eastbound on Cyclone Avenue Friday at around 11:10 a.m. when his 2003 Ford Ranger crossed the center line of the roadway. The truck continued to cross the road past the sidewalk on the north side of Cyclone Avenue and continued along the tennis courts before running over a stop sign. The Ranger then crossed an intersection and through the fire hall parking lot before striking a concrete pillar beside a door. The vehicle rolled and came to stop in the Harlan Fire Department's driveway. Musich was transported by medevac ambulance to the hospital, and at the Harlan Police Department assisted the fire department and medevac ambulance at the scene. There were no citations issued. The Fremont County Sheriff's Department reported yesterday the arrest on Thursday of a Hamburg man on burglary, theft, and drug charges. 36-year-old Daniel Scott Gubser of Hamburg faces burglary in the third degree, theft in the second degree, possession of methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia charges. Also arrested last week in Fremont County was 42-year-old Brett Philip Samuelson of Newton, who was charged with driving under suspension, and 20-year-old Colton Frank Cedarberg of Montrose, Colorado, who was taken into custody for revocation of probation. Police in Lenox said yesterday a local man was arrested early Sunday morning after an officer observed a vehicle being driven through a ditch and into yards near the Lenox High School. When the officer initiated a traffic stop at around 12:20 a.m. Sunday, the driver of the vehicle, identified as 21-year-old Joseph Cosenza Weaver of Lenox, refused to stop. Cosenza Weaver continued into an alley north of the 200 block of Iowa Street. He then exited his vehicle and continued to ignore the officer's instructions. After a scuffle, Cosenza Weaver was taken into custody. Upon further investigation, he was charged with operating while intoxicated, first offense, eluding, interference with official acts, and disorderly conduct. Cosenza Weaver was then booked into the Adams County Jail. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports a Taylor County man was arrested early Sunday morning on drug charges. 52-year-old William Dwight Nook of Newmarket was taken into custody at around 1:30 a.m. Saturday on charges that include driving a motor vehicle while under the influence of a controlled substance believed to be marijuana, possession of a controlled substance believed to be marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Nook was booked into the Page County Jail and later released pending official court action and a review at Page County Attorney's Office for the filing of formal charges. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcements, Nettie Bell Artlip, age 90, of Elliott, died Wednesday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Nettie Bell Artlip will be today at 11 o'clock at the Elliott Church of Christ. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has arrangements. Jerome Speed Colas, age 67, of Harlan, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Speed Colas will be on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Margie Rohner, age 89, who's formerly a Fontenelle, died Saturday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Margie Rohner will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. William Steele, age 84, of Anita, died Saturday at Caring Acres in Anita. Funeral services for William Steele will be held on March the 5th at 10:30 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Gladys Hall, age 91, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Monday at the Heritage House. Services for Gladys Hall are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Linda Shea, age 65, of Atlantic, died Saturday in an accident north of Atlantic. Services for Linda Shea are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.